Boom, boom, boom. It's your boy Enigma September, and you're now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. Here we focus on the latest in hip hop news while delivering interviews with some of the best hip hop talent around. Thank you for taking the time to vibe with your boy. I appreciate it. Yo, you can find live recordings of the podcast at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927 and twitch.tv/EnigmaSep9. Also, make sure to follow me on all social media at EnigmaSep9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSep on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSep. Yo, if you're interested in placement on the pod, make sure to contact me through my email at EnigmaSep@gmail.com. Yo, the podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network, and Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. Now, you can find more information about the organization at PAXInc.org. Also, if you shop through Amazon, you can use the Amazon Smile Program to donate funds to the organization to support this podcast. Speaking of that, we also got other podcasts on the Freedom Train Network, including Lessons from the Screen with Patrick Irvine, On the Shoulder of Giants and the Fix Sports Podcast with my man Joe Ward, Shelby's World with Queen Shelby and Queen Candace, and Freedom Train Radio Podcast with my man Pat Joe. Now, y'all, with that out of the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour Podcast.
You got time, baby. In a time where the truth is hidden, deceit is rampant. Pray for discernment to know the real ones from sycophantics. I'ma move like I know my mission, you keep your antics. I flow like minstrel, y'all show like minstrel. I walk by faith to shine my light so they see my father and not my face. A torch before men, only real ones I'm endorsing. Now I'm morphine and the pain relief they need like high endorphins. Like an opiate, so be it. Less friends than associates. No weapons formed against us prosper, playing snakes like Nokias. From cotton pickers to crapping pictures. Cannabis dispensers, yet no plan to free locked up niggas. I'm bothered, still shine to be the one in chapter 31 of Proverbs. So I give it all to God, I tell him thanks and fix my posture. It was never about me. Sometimes I don't know what to say, but then my spirit leads me, so I know I'm just about peace. I've been grinding, matter undermined. Acting over arguing, can't waste a lapse in time. Born with mad potential and I pray I'm tapping mine. So I'm stepping out on faith, although they say get back in line. I've been grinding, matter undermined. Acting over arguing, can't waste a lapse in time. Born with mad potential and I pray I'm tapping mine. So I'm stepping out on faith, although they say get back in line.
Yeah, God willing, I'm blood spilling, a sacrificial murder in the name of the Lord. See what had happened is you didn't think the angel of death would be a lyricist snatching souls. They don't know how valuable spirit is. Here it is, God in the flesh, physical vehicle, Merkaba or Macabre. My seven chakras agreeable with benevolent energy, fortunate storytellers, illumination. My aura's aurora borealis. If it don't compel us to improve the quality, I'ma make them kiss my converse and honor me. Probably sodomy. Four eyes, get in that anus. The rap Anubis, Arcanus Major, your minor playlist, my firmament. Separate the waters from the waters in the studio recorders. Quantum leaping teleporters to another level or a different plane of reality. These psychic powers are hard to explain to my family.
I've been grinding, matter undermined. Acting over arguing, can't waste a lapse in time. Born with mad potential and I pray I'm tapping mine. So I'm stepping out on faith, although they say get back in line. I've been grinding, matter undermined. Acting over arguing, can't waste a lapse in time. Born with mad potential and I pray I'm tapping mine. So I'm stepping out on faith, although they say get back in line. I'm trying to make a run for it, remaining unexploited. Create something new while paying homage to the ones before it. Too many voices with opinion, sound becomes distorted. Too many disappointments, poker face become a stoic. And bar for bar, who gon' check me on this bullshit? They nod their head and faces scrunched like I got halitosis. My youth is filled with weekend chores while bumping out Jerome shift to a space to use my platform for a drift from foul approaches. I love my people, I'm melanin proud. I know they hate us cause the skin on most of felons is brown. So we gotta speak up, show them how intelligent sounds. Stand for a cause and change the laws to keep our fellas pinned down. Look, I woke up feeling like Adam before the fall of man. I got a vision, a notion, a protocol, a plan. And I ain't worried about none. I got a few job demands and some affirmations to remind us they can't stop us, man.
Grinding.
We be rapping.
Grinding.
Four eyes, see red. Texas to Georgia.
Grinding.
A-Town to Corpus Christi. Or was it Lubbock?
Grinding.
Might have been Houston. Could have been Dallas. Did she say San Antonio? I don't know.
All
Right.
Boom, 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 and we back. This is your boy Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep Hour Podcast. Episode 209. 209. What you just heard was my girl, my sis, C Red, featuring the legendary out of ATL, Four Eyes, with God willing, off that hair, it's like Care to the Throne. Anyway, the hair project she dropped, I think it's almost 2 years now, at least a year and a half. Good God of Zion. Good God of Zion. Anyway, shouts out to C Red, shouts out to Four Eyes. He got something planned in the ATL soon. Look at me being a great steward of past guests. I'm great. Anyway, welcome to the podcast, y'all. Episode 209. Guest we have for this episode is my man's out of Niagara Falls. And I'm going to be saying it real country, so he probably going to be looking at me crazy whenever he get on. like, this nigga country is... Yeah, I am, bro. he chilling in the green room right now. My man Jamal Gasol from Niagara Falls. He going to be in the building, so shout out to him. Yo, y'all don't even know, dog. Like, I be putting y'all on to a lot of folks. Y'all sleep. You sleep like the governor of Florida. Y'all anti-woke. Y'all ain't... I ain't peeping it, but y'all will one day. Anyway, we're going to get into this news, man. And then we I'm going to keep it moving. Y'all may not even get an hour. I may just give y'all like quick news. We're going to go to the next track and then get this interview and then be done. Just like that. I ain't got shit to talk about. Shit's boring, man. Hip hop is boring. Rap is boring. The same shit every day. Damn. Can y'all do something? Well, somebody did something wild. We're going to get into that. But first, of course, hate coming with this type of news. However, this person lived a full life. So saying rest in peace in this sense, I really can't be mad. I don't think it's much more he could have done. He was probably ready to go. Word came out today. We lost a great legendary Harry Belafonte. Give him his flowers. Whole flowers. All of them. Musician, actor, activist, just overall legend, especially when it comes down to race relations in America. He broke a lot of barriers along with Sidney Poitier back in the 50s and 60s. A lot of scenes that they probably normally shouldn't have and wouldn't have done before. And the man lived to be 96 to tell about it. Up to 96. A lot of people probably thought he would have got his head smashed in eventually. Also, two very, I won't say important, or played a vital role in the civil rights movement. Because one question I think people really don't talk about, I forgot to let Kobe out, so if y'all hear Kobe milling about, it's the Enigma Sep and Kobe show. How about that? Anyway, back to Harry Belafonte. About the civil rights movement, like, I don't think a lot of people like think about the idea that a lot of these activists, especially the Martin Luther Kings and Malcolm X's and Mega Evers and all, of course, those are the known people, but just in general, all that freedom fighting, that didn't necessarily mean pay the bills. You don't get a paycheck. You don't pick up a sign and march around. So somebody had to finance the movement. And one of those bodies, one of those people, was Harry Belafonte. You know what I mean? So, but I really wonder how often people consider that, because nowadays, you know, any activists do something for a quick buck, and all of a sudden, oh, they ain't about the movement, they ain't about the people. Bro, you gotta eat. Your kids gotta eat. Martin King had four of them, just looking at them, looking just like them. Him and Coretta. Daddy, we hungry. You know, that Marshall Selman wasn't gonna feed Yolanda. May she rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? The boys had to get paid. What, Malcolm X had for himself, didn't he? Them little girls. And Betty, Sister Betty was like, hey, we don't eat pork, but we eat grits or something. The porridge was good. But of course, I think Malcolm X, I think Nation of Islam took care of him until, of course, he deflected. But when he deflected, bills still had to be paid. He had to do what he had to do. So this idea, I'm going on a tangent because that's what I do, of activists working for free, working for the cause. Nah, nah. Nah, they was getting paid. And so I just say that to say, don't go out here and be knocking people, because, you know, they selling t-shirts for the movement, man. You know what I'm saying? They speaking engagements, asking for donations. I thought you were supposed to do it for the cause. Oh, it's still capitalism. We still live in a capitalistic society. You gotta get your money one way or another. Ain't nothing for free. These likes ain't for free. The roof over your head ain't for free. Food in your belly ain't for free. So you just can't be out here doing things for free. I'm doing this podcast for free. You know what? I'm done. I'm joking. I am doing this for free, though. That's not a joke. Anyway. Let's get into it. I was going to talk about something else, but you know what? I'm not going to stain the moment. So rest in peace to the King, Harry Belafonte, man. Held it down for the culture. And hopefully, moving forward, we can have other people hold it down. Except for this person, the next person. Designer. Panda. I got bras in Atlanta. He did in 2016, but apparently now he only dreams of those broads while flying the plane. And that may have led him to expose himself. Yeah, I'm not even going to do the laughing emoji. It's not really funny. Apparently, Designer was on a flight coming back from, I guess, Europe somewhere. That one song got him. He's still doing shows? I thought he had quit. Designer and Timmy Turner? What other tracks? Anyway, he could be Fetty Wap. Shouts out to Fetty Wap. 2015 was magical. So apparently he's on the plane and had hallucinations. Had ideals of the stewardess being part of a JOI video. If you know what JOI is, you're a true pervert. And so he decided to play along. Turns out the stewardess wasn't with it. And eventually he was arrested for slanging the big meat. Hey, yo. Pause, son. Slanging this big meat across the plane. not gonna make a Samuel L. Jackson joke at this point. Anyway, but the thing about it, I guess he knew it was gonna come down the pipe. Hey yo, and decided to make a message about mental health and how he was gonna put himself in the facility. And take mental health and mental illness very seriously. So I hope he do get the help that he need. I do believe he had an episode. I mean, honestly, I don't think Buddy was, even when he came out, like he had them all. So it's my judgment. I'm being judgmental. But anyway, hope you get the help you need, man. Stop thinking it's cool to be slinging big meat around here. speaking of big meat, hey, yo, I saw this clip of, what was it, Charlamagne and God and DJ Envy on $1 Million Worth of Game podcast. apparently, Envy was trying to take a peek at Pete Davidson. Hey, your boy, who the other dude? I know Gilly. I forget the other dude now. I don't be watching that show like that because I don't want to influence my I'm lying. Watch all kind of podcasts and take ideas. but nah, man's Gilly Mans was like, oh, you a what he said? You're a surveyor? You a watcher? Yo, it was sick. It was sick hours, man. Every time I watch that man's sweatpants to see if the rumors are true. That's your man's though. That's yo. I don't know what to tell you, my boy. I don't man's out here surveying. And he's gonna say it. It's gonna, hey, I was looking at the meat. Bruh. Come on, dog. I'm gonna say how they said on the net. I just hope DJ Envy learns to live his truth. Cause clearly, this is all good. Ain't no judgment. I judge designer. I ain't gonna judge DJ Envy. yo, let's get to some hard stuff. Pause. I'm late. I am late like your baby mama to the party, but ran across this Supreme Team documentary. Apparently came out in 2022, curated by Nas. And of course, it was about what's that, Kenner? I know it's McGriff. Anyway, it's about Supreme and Prince of the Supreme Team out of Queens. And yeah, it was dope, man. It was good work. The way they told it, you know what I'm saying, had the boys, you know what I'm saying, like reminiscing and telling stories or whatever. But also, too, like you get the downside. Like it wasn't just a glorification. You know what I mean? You really get information. You really get informative look in their lives as they are now and what it was. And I think the craziest thing about the documentary was things pretty much fell apart. Shout out to the Roots. When they were not undercover. Not even undercover. That's what's crazy. Rookie cop. I think it was rookie, maybe a couple of years on the force. He was just sitting by protecting the witness. And he got smoked. I think, is it Pappy? I don't know. One of them Queens dudes. fat cat dudes. I don't know. I'm not from New York. Listen to Nas song and watch the documentary. That's all I got. Oh, I'm not from Queens. I'm not from Jamaica, Queens. I'm not even from the frat. Not even from Queensbridge. Nah. I'm not even Gloria from Astoria. Went to war with her peeps in 91. I listen to Biggie too. Anyway. Astoria. Hey, go front. I would use Astoria to act like I know something about New York. Oh, you from Astoria? Queensboro? Man, shut your country ass up, though. Anyway, yeah, so somebody pulled up, shot the young rookie cop, white boy, and apparently the government, George Bush or Clinton, I forgot what time, probably George Bush the first. What's your boy? Who was the mayor? I forgot. He was America's mayor after 9/11. That guy, like, all of them just came down, and it was like everybody was getting money, but when the cops put the heat on everybody, everybody's getting football numbers. So Prince got locked up. What's crazy was, of course, Supreme got out, and then those who are of age remember Supreme linking up with Murder, Inc., and they explained that whole situation. And man, it could have been straight if he had put a hit out. Because somebody killed his man, so he put a hit out on him, and that kind of got him locked back up again. But then they got him for the good. They got him for the now in the den. That's what's crazy. But supposedly, and hey, this was interesting, because of an act that Trump put out. I'm just running my mouth on you. See y'all. What's up, Shelby? My sister Shelby in the building. I forgot what it's something law Trump put out. Can't say Trump was all bad. I think he's the worst president, or at least second worst. he was the worst. Andrew Johnson did some crazy stuff, and Buchanan did some crazy stuff, Trump was just, this ain't even trying to be on no Republican Democrat crap. I'm just administratively, it was just trash and messy. Anyway, we came up with this law which may give Prince a chance to get out early or soon. So shouts out to them, man. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, Prince come out and just play the straight and narrow, see what happened to Preem. Be like, hey yo, I ain't trying to go back. Y'all can murder whoever. I'm staying out. Speaking of out, Praz outed himself as an FBI agent. I mean, if it's going to be anybody, yep, I would have put Praz as the one to be the FBI agent. I don't know what to say. I do know what to say. Look here, man. First of all, y'all got to learn how to read, 50 Cent. The man wasn't always an FBI informant. So if you're thinking when he was like, or the border of Trauman Old Bay or whatever, smoking my weed in 100 degrees, la, la, la. That was horrible. He wasn't an informant back then. He didn't start doing FBI wannabe spy kids crap until like a couple years ago. Apparently he had befriended some Chinese mega rich dude, and dude paid him like what, 200K? I don't know the numbers. He paid him a whole bunch, maybe more than that, maybe two million. But anyway, he paid a handsome sum for Praz to set it up so the Chinese dude, now I'm not saying Chinese would be racist, he was from China. Chinese dude, I could say China man, it really sound racist. But anyway, to meet Obama, I don't know if he was able to set it up, but that was the whole situation. So apparently, because Praz was in the man's circle, the FBI was like, hey, yo, we know some things. We're going to lock you up. And Praz was like, all right. So he gave him some information about the rich Chinese man that he was hanging out with, which in turn made him an informant. That's what it was. Praz went out here snitching on the hood. Y'all got to relax. Man trying to fight for his life. Or not get deported. Was he born here? I remember, like, Wyclef was trying to run for president of Haiti. And I'm like, was he born over there? They got dual citizenship? Is that possible? Same thing with Praz. Like, if he get convicted, would he get extorted? I mean, extorted. he got extorted. Would he get deported to Haiti? Who knows? I don't have the answers to these questions. Anyway, but yeah, man, y'all got to learn how to read, man. The man wasn't snitching the whole. I think the problem is most articles say, Praz outed as a FBI agent facing 22 years. And so if you read it real quick, it looked like it says Praz have been an FBI agent for 22 years. So you're looking back like, yo, we've been snitching since. No, no. It was way after Lauryn Hill kids was grown by the time he started snitching. And he was snitching on a Chinese man. Wasn't even an American citizen. Y'all relax. Learn how to read. I mean, still a snitch, but learn how to read. Yo, that's crazy, bro. Shoot, what else we got? Well, somebody else died. I told y'all I was gonna make this quick, bro. Ain't got time for the foolishness. Time for all the crazy. No, for real. Snowfall. I'm giving props. Snowfall. I ain't watch it. I'm not joking. I didn't watch it. I watched the first episode. That's up for seriously. I'm not joking. shouts out to Sky Zoo for putting me on. I can listen to the mixtape. Got everything I needed. Hey, yo, pause. Thank you, Shelby. Thank you. We too busy making podcasts out here. Appreciate it. You know what? I put the wrong streamer up here the whole time. Y'all see Jamal Gasol information scrolling. He's going to be on in just a minute. Y'all hold tight. But yeah, man. Not that I didn't like it. Not that I didn't want to. I just suck at, I'm just horrible at binge watching. Like, I binge watched the Supreme Team documentary, and that was like 3 episodes. That's the most I could do. I asked my wife. I can't sit and watch no show after show after show. I gotta move. I feel like I gotta do something. Anyway, and I don't like waiting week to week at the same time. I don't like sitting there. Oh, what's gonna happen next week? Like, it's not 1988. Hell, look like waiting for another episode. I know that contradicts each other. Lil, this work with me. Shall we say I haven't watched many of these popular shows. Me either. Same boat. Lord of the Rings. Dungeons and Dragons. What was the little medieval crap? Eric Snow. That's Eric Snow. Jon Snow. Anyway, but I heard about the ending. Franklin Saint. And I thought it was dope, man. And I hope that part of the lesson that I think they was trying to impart is, first of all, you know, one wrong move. I was just talking about Supreme and Prince, the Supreme Team. Sometimes it's out of your control. Sometimes it's Murphy's Law. You can try to do whatever you can, and that castle is gonna crash. But also, too, the idea that, you know what I'm saying, that not only he had a fall from grace, if you want to call it that, because I don't know if what he was doing was graceful, but also when you see somebody, you know what I'm saying, on the street looking crazy, yo, you never know what they had or what they used to do. You know what I mean? And I hope that for some people, it make them like consider that. Consider like, yo, you can somebody you think is a bum or whatever, they probably was living it up 78, 88, hell, 98. You know what I mean? And just hit a snag in life, and then just it went sideways. Kind of reminds me of Kendrick's "What Would You Do for a Dollar?" You know what I mean? Kind of explain like this, you know, since dude, he looking at him like, man, why you begging me for money? He's like, man, you don't even know I could be Jesus Christ himself, and you just deny me this money because how I look, as opposed to looking at the humanity of that person. And actually, not to put nobody's business out, but bro, in my town here in Tallahassee, those who know, like the illest spitter, the illest rapper in Tallahassee, in my opinion, is walking around that same state. And probably nobody under the age of 30 would even know. 30 or younger would not know. Would see him and be like, oh, that's, you know, he's giving me this, or trying to give me that, or I give him this, whatever, whatever. Don't know, he, T-Pain, Lil Tyler, whoever. He was the illest. Probably still is the illest. Hit a snag, went left. Don't make him no less of a person than anybody else. It's just, that's what life dealt him. You know, and I still feel guilty, you know, because made me wonder what I could have done. So, like I said, those who know, but just use that as an example. Like, I hope that the lesson people get from Snowfall, or at least that final episode, is that, yeah, man, respect humanity and respect that, you know, butterfly effect, just the way the cookie crumbles. You just got to be mindful. Yeah, I'm running my mouth. Let me get to this next track. And then we have my man Jamal Gasol. We've been patiently waiting to get on this thing, man. So, hey, yo. So, y'all, be prepared. Man, it's going to be dope. Trust and believe. So, I'm going to play this Aston Martin Be Free. Because at the end of the day, Franklin Saint was free. Right? So, hey. We play this Be Free. We're gonna come through with my man Jamal Gasol. This is Deep Beneath Myself Out podcast. You got time?
Look, I went from hollering free my dog to realizing we all slaves here, free us all. Feeling cold up in his soul, he got the heat involved. They ain't tell him it was a price he paid the fee involved. Probably the first rapper to tell you go and start a business with that stimmy that you got instead of ball and spend it. I won't even tell you, save it, give it a second, listen. You gotta keep it revolving, it won't make money sitting. Talking about interest, but my interest ain't involving interest. Saving for hundreds, hell, I'd rather risk it all for millions. He felt the same, now he ain't changed with a deep sickness. Locked up, his best friend was the key witness. And he just wanna be free. And he just wanna be free. I heard he just wanna be free. Look, I went from chasing promotions in a solid field to realizing I'm a slave for a dollar bill. Glass ceilings, what I witness, I just follow deals. Feeling my dog, I know exactly how I call it feel. The lack of knowledge really something. Seen folks start a whole war just over assumptions. Sitting wondering, I was the same way I had to face to get in the fights. That could have been solved with the conversations. Man, it's crazy. They quit to tell you, say just how you feeling when you do. They tell you you tripping in your feelings and it's true. The main reason my Kendrick in the system as a youth. We was given attention instead of attention. And are you? Look. We just wanna be free. We just wanna be free. Please.
Yeah. All right, boom, 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 and we back. This is your boy Nick Myself September, and this is the Nick Myself Our Podcast. We just heard my man Aston Martin with Be Free. Just like my man Aston, his wife Akira. We see y'all. And without further ado, Got my man Jamal Gasol in the building. What's going on, my boy?
Shit, chilling, man. Same shit, different day. You heard? How are you?
No doubt. I'm chilling, bro. Just living life one second at a time. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So first question off top, man. I want to have a glorious beard like you, bro. How you do that, dog? Because, you know, first of all, salt and pepper just stunting my growth. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you better get with the Beijing boys, man. I heard they make that shit disappear.
Bro, I've been trying to tell people, I'm like, don't judge me when I come through with the all black, with the jet black. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some niggas making that shit work. I can't explain this beard, though, bro. I had sideburns since fourth grade.
What? Oh, okay.
God damn. Okay, I had the sideburns since fourth grade. I met my girl. I had the full joint when I was in high school. Like,
okay, yeah, I ain't gonna front. Like, I had my goatee started growing in like sixth grade. I remember getting clowned because I had facial hair. Like, like I ain't a grown man already. So,
I remember me and my boy used to just grow the chin hair though. We used to crawl out the Akbar, grow the straight bottom down.
Right.
I used to have that first.
But yeah, man, this, I don't know. I ain't even gonna talk about the top, you know. The top is dumb green. You know what I mean? They ain't never pop off, like, you know, especially back in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like braids and stuff.
Yeah, I had my time. Before like you even heard of me, like right when I really, really started making a sound, I had braids, but I had to cut my braids based on my court case at the time. Like, my lawyer told me they recommend, like, he recommends I cut my hair. But I ain't want to let that shit go. I'm still trying to get it back.
Yeah, nah, it's horrible how that worked. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really don't make a difference. You could be clean cut and be a whole mass murderer out here, but they out here judging you because of hair. That's you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, but
right.
That's how the world works sometimes. You feel me?
Super petty.
So, man, I said this at the beginning of the episode, and I know you came in early. I apologize for that. That's on me.
Oh, no, you good. You good. I was tuning in.
But so you're coming out of Niagara Falls. I'm going to mispronounce that the whole episode. So I apologize to any and everybody from the spot, from the county. I'm just a country bumpkin. We don't know how to talk. It is what it is. How was it coming up, you know what I'm saying, up there? Because I know, you know, for the most part, it's known as a tourist area. Like, my wife been begging me to go out there for the past, like, 2-3 years. And we've only been together 4. So, how is it growing up there, you know what I'm saying, knowing, like, yo, this ain't all sweet up here?
Niagara Falls is, I don't even like to make it seem like Niagara Falls is such a bad place, but it just has a high reputation, even with the locals, are like nothing to offer. You know what I'm saying? Like it's either you trying to play basketball, you got hoop dreams, you want to be a rapper, or you turn into the streets, or you become a victim of the streets. Like, you know, most girls are just becoming like nurses' aides and things of that nature. Like, you know, COVID definitely opened some eyes. Like, more people start trying to open businesses and shit. You know what I mean? So I do commend those that like saw that money and did something better with it. But for the most part, Niagara Falls is just like, it's like a forgotten city, if you ask me. Like, it's so much, there's so much potential there, like talent wise and like stars, but we just never really had the outlet or plug like away from sports. Like we know more for for sports outside of the waterfall. Like I'm sure you heard of Johnny Flynn, you know what I mean? Right. And James Starks from the Green Bay Packers, you know, he got a ring with Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, Niagara Falls had our time. Like, Roddy Gale right now is on Ohio State. You're going to hear about him real soon, Roddy Gale and Willie Lightfoot. He had Bowling Green. So right now, like, it's just athletes. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to music, it ain't really too many other people I can name. Like my boy Creasy, you know, John Creasy, shout out to him. My boy Jinx, 716. You catch him on, like, a lot of Shay Noor projects right now. Me and him working on something, too. And then I don't know, just the artists that I'm usually working with, like my cousin Rico, 7-1, Rico Tellum, and my man G Block Tez, and certain people. Like, it's like, it's so much, it's other people I can name, but you wouldn't even know who they are. You know what I mean?
Right. Nah, it's just, it kind of put me in the mind of, and just making it relatable to where I'm at. I think like Panama City, you know, Panama City is known for the beach and people coming down for spring break. But outside of that, like, it ain't nothing there. You know what I mean? So if you're not linked in to that, the tourism spot, like you said, it's either playing ball or you in the streets trying to get money.
That's, yo, when you said earlier how like the best talent press, like you were talking about the Franklin similarity earlier, right?
Yeah.
I know people like that. And that's why I was like, that ending, I seen people like was laughing about it and shit. I know people that's like that. So I just can't see no humor in that. So like, I know rappers, like people would say it's better than me from Niagara Falls, and you won't even know who they are. Like, they're not even doing nothing with it. Just holding their music somewhere. You know what I mean? So man, that's real shit.
It's legit. Like, Buddy, I would easily say Buddy better than me. You know what I mean? Like, especially like on that lyrical shit. Like, he was just, as far as like bars and being bar heavy and having personality, swag, like I can just imagine right now going back when I was in high school, and he was like, I thought it was him and this other guy. I thought they was gonna blow. If anybody was gonna blow out of Tallahassee.
Facts.
Yeah, but I see him now, and you know what I'm saying, give him some change, and it is what it is. And also too, just seeing how
that's just sad, ain't everything. It?
Yeah, it's just, you can tell how it's just deteriorated and just weighed heavy on him. And like I said, I feel guilty because I felt like maybe something I could have done. We actually had him in the studio around like 07, you know what I'm saying, when I was recording Heavy myself. So we actually got a track on where like my old song's at, you know what I'm saying? He got like a solo track of his own. And he got a couple of stuff on like YouTube. We used to like battle rap in the like mid-2000s. But other than that, like, no one would have a clue if you just seen him in the streets. It's crazy.
That's just sad, man.
Yeah, bro. But moving forward, so I did some research, of course, you know what I mean? Because I'm just going to have anybody on my show and make myself look stupid.
I appreciate that, man. Some people, I appreciate that.
But, yo, okay, I'm a prefaces, because I know everybody loves Griselda, and my favorite artist in Griselda is someone you actually work with, which is bonkers, was Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, like, shout out to the homie Benny, man.
How did that link? How did you get that link up? You know what I mean?
Well,
I held your own.
Thank you. But I knew Benny before that, so Me and him kept in contact even before the whole Griselda situation came about. Like, but I was going through my situation at the time, like I said, and I hit him up, and he really worked with me on a good budget, man. Like, you know, I'm down to my last. Like, I'm really on some all-in shit at this time because I don't know what my situation might be. I don't know if I'm going to go to prison. I don't know if they're going to get me on probation, what. And he looked out for me, man. They did their first tour. I think it was Griselda on steroids. And they came to Buffalo, and rest in peace, DJ Shay. Shay did the session for us, and we knocked it out that night. Like, Benny did his little thing, because Benny don't write, man. I tell people, like, he might write raps, but it's not like a big thing of his, if you ask me, because I don't never see him do it like that. But he did that verse that night. I had that joint marinating. I had that joint for like 6 months before we dropped it. You know what I mean? It was just about timing. I knew I wasn't just about to just put my load out. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo.
But yeah. Shout out to Benny, man. That song right there definitely like got me a look. You know what I'm saying? More people paying attention to me too. Like,
yeah, nah. Like I said, I listened to it, and yeah, it kind of ain't gonna gas you up like this, but kind of put me in your motto. The J. Cole joint, you know what I mean? Where it's just like, I think on the J. Cole joint, Benny did his thing too on both ends. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? With y'all being on the track, it's like, yo, it don't come off like you amateurish and he just on his professional shit. Like, it was like he was trying to keep up with you. You know what I mean? Like, you was really coming with the bars. And also too, I guess getting to this, Yo, you got a golden voice, bro. Like, the baritone, the way it comes across, you know what I'm saying, on the vocals, like, it, you know what I'm saying, it comes on the track and it holds its own. Has it always been like that, or is it something you had to grow into?
No, I always had this voice. Like, you know what it was? I had to find a comfort in my rap voice, though. Because I wanted to get to a point, I just don't want to sound like I got to, like, raise my voice or have like, a deep voice. You know how people sound different on songs? I just wanted to be to a point where how I'm talking to you right now is how I sound on the song. Like, I'm just be able to just talk to you when I'm rapping. Like, so it took me time, but, like, I probably said when I was, like, 18, 19, I really focused on, like, finding my voice because I didn't like the because that your wind control and all that matters. So, you know what I mean? Right. Like, but I just got to a point, like I said, I'm just about to just talk to niggas. Like, I just start talking my raps instead of trying to, like, put into a certain tone.
No doubt, no doubt. I ain't gonna front. Like, that was always a struggle of mine, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, early on. And, yeah, like, it was crazy because, you know, I was in a group. It was a two-man group with me and my cousin. And he found his voice early. So it was, like, dumb easy for him to get on the track and just spit, blah, blah, blah. But me trying to find a flow and then, like, also, too, the difference between writing and freestyling, like, my voice would change even between those two. Sometimes, like, I freestyle, but then if I start writing, it's come different. Like, that was always a struggle for mine. Mm-hmm. So, here you said you focus on it, realize that, okay, this is where I need to be and find that pocket. I think that's important for a lot of MCs. You find that pocket, that's half the battle. Because then now you just go in and, you know, use all kind of gymnastics with, not just with vocals, but with the words, and you know what kind of beat textures you that's you know you sound better on, like all that is mm-hmm. important. So that you was able to pick that up, especially at that age too. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
So again, did my research, and not only, well, we got beards. Got that in common. You did the rappity raps. You found your voice. I never did. But also we have in common is that you also do podcasting. You know what I'm saying? You got your podcast, Talk of the Town. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How did mm-hmm. that come about? How did you and your man's link up for that?
Well, shout out my cousin Scorch, man. Me and him, we originally had a DVD in Niagara Falls. It was called the Talk of the Town DVD. You know how Cocaine City had their own DVD and stuff like that. Like they had Crushing Buffalo. It was Keep Rapping Until Something Happened. So they would have people out there like that. And we was on the DVD one time. We did a video with Jay Hood. And that got us on there. Me and my cousin Scorch and my homegirl Sakori. So once Sakori stopped rapping with us, we just started doing like the DVDs too with the video. Cause we was going out of town and shit. So we just getting the footage, doing different shit. Then we got people from the hood on the DVD talking shit, niggas beefing, and people that rap, local rappers. We giving outlets. We creating an outlet for the city. You know what I'm saying? To promote yourself, advertise. Like, people like, I seen you on Talk of the Town. Like, people watching. So the DVD era had went out of style. You know what I mean? Like, we just took a break. Like, I started rapping more. My cousin, like, had fell back from rapping. So his mom had died 2021. You know what I mean? And him and his mom both had COVID at the time. Like, he survived and she didn't. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, rest in peace. Word. But my stepdad told me, like, we should, he was telling me, I did, like, yo, you and your cousin, y'all should do a podcast. Y'all, like, y'all sort of like, y'all was like Gillian Wallow. Like, you know what I mean? Just Wallow, a comparison of, like, yeah, it's Wallow. It's Wallow. But, you know what I mean? It was like, yo, y'all got, like, a relationship. Like, they're not saying y'all necessarily them, but, like, y'all bond is there. Like, you know what I mean? Y'all too good. Y'all talk good. Like, so after the funeral, I know my boy was like in a mental slump, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to like give him the idea to like keep his mind busy. So we didn't really start the podcast for like 6 months. Then we finally got into it and we've been picking up more and more. And like, I see the benefit it gave him. Like, it gave him something to look forward to again. Like, it brought happiness. And I like talking in general. The same spot I'm sitting in, I used to be on my Snapchat and I get in here and talk my shit every morning, smoke a blunt. flush the toilet as my intro music and talk my shit. And niggas like, yo, you should do a podcast. So it's been it's been in my mind, but it's like, you know what I mean? We just been through it. Like, I just did an episode tonight. We just did a live episode. So
I know I just hit the subscribe button on the YouTube. Yeah, I know I ain't playing. You ain't got your information scrolling.
Yeah, they got, I see they got all that.
Yeah. Just subscribe, so I'm gonna pay attention, because you know, outside of, you know, saying the hip hop, of course, you know, I've been doing the podcasting technically since forever. Like, I started back in 08 and took a little break, came back in 2018. So yeah, anybody that's doing this, because it ain't easy, you know what I'm saying? It's not easy, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta put in work. Especially trying to let people know what's good. So, but I checked out a couple of joints, and y'all got, like you said, y'all got good energy. Especially what's the young lady name?
Oh, Bling Fairy, Jessica. Yeah. Shout out to her. That's the homie too. She had joined us after like the 10th episode. See, right now, like, you go on the page, you go see different phases. So it was just, at first, it was just me and Scorch for like 10 episodes straight. Then we start getting guests. Now we just going live. So, you know what I mean? We just trying different ways, different approaches to keep the podcast in motion. So then when we do get back to just on the streaming platforms, we already done built the reputation and the network of people. Like, you know what I mean?
Word.
Because you don't need a lot of people to pop.
Right. You really just got to get your niche. You got to get your group of people that see what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, and just building that movement. And the ideal is to, you know, focus on those people that are showing love and just keep building.
Exactly.
But yeah, also too, it's always evolution. Like, same thing with me. You go back to, matter of fact, I think I went back to episode one like a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not even in the same spot. I ain't got no mic. I was like doing it from the phone, like literally.
Oh, man.
No sound effects. Nothing, no lighting, like it's definitely an evolution, you know what I'm saying, the past going on my fifth year now, you know what I'm saying, on the joint at this point. So I saw my girl Shelby, you know what I'm saying, definitely isn't easy. Consistency matters. I think
that's a fact.
She'll be on her fourth year at Shelby's World. I'm gonna flex a little bit and say I put her on. You know what I mean? I put her on.
Shout out to Shelby. Shelby, what up?
Yo, Shelby, make sure to follow my boys. Follow Scorch and Gasol, man. It's called Talk of the Town.
Talk of the Town podcast, 716.
So, but yeah, man, I know Shelby since high school, and she was doing her podcast, you know what I'm saying, on the solo tip, and then am I right? I don't want to lie, Shelby, but I introduced her to my boys at Freedom Train Radio. You know what I mean? That's the network that my podcast is a part of. And so, and as of lately, it's been Freedom Train Radio, Shelby's World, and Nick Myself. I was just holding it down. So, consistency is key. But anywho, besides that, man, we'll go ahead and get into this track and get into this music, this new music you got popping. What I got? Check my. Y'all be patient. I'm getting old over here. I am aging. What we got? Well, yeah, you got the new project that's popping. Not the World is Piff. That was the first one. What are you doing?
What you got, that Tales from the Trenches over there?
Tales from the Trenches. Did I say that wrong? I said that completely. What in the world? That said trenches, like, not by nature?
Yeah.
Yo. Tales from the Trenches. World War One. We got his rider music featuring him. So we're going to rock this joint, my man Jamal Gasol. And then we're going to come back and learn why in the world his name rhymes. okay, but I'm not. So anyway, we're gonna rock with this ride of music, and then we'll be right back. This is the Nick Marcel Hour Podcast. Hey, yo, it's that time, baby.
You want to get some money or stay broke? I'm coming out right in your face, and I know you hate to see it. Hey, yo, the way I quote, you thought I wrote the book. I was the one they always overlooked. Confidence was all it took. Looking over my plug shoulder was the way that I was taught to cook. I rap conversations, not verses and hooks. My medication is marijuana, building my patience. Y'all shake hands with the same hand he wrote a statement with. Fast money got me vacations. I milk myself dry before I go fill out another application. Consistency equal to dedication. Do your thing, homie, I ain't hating. I used to work for the city. My department controlled the pavement. I dropped off and collect payments. My favorite president is Ben Franklin. From the era Ace and Soup, used to pull up in that stinking Lincoln. The Kush screaming like bigger ranking. Bad dope, so it need a spanking. I'm who the trap niggas praising. Got the fiends waiting.
Feeling hate for my friends, just wanna win, losing patience again. Gotta pray for my sins. In that jungle, black hoodie and Tim's. We making money, we ain't making amends. This for my mother and kids. I played the stove, wore the whip in the bed. Had rap dreams and niggas doing it big. This dirty life that we live. Bring jail bars, murder scenes and tears. Don't see no evil, and we had no fears. They know.
I'm in the trenches with the legs, clean your windshield with water and spit. I'm good with Duggar and Johnny Flynn. I was amazed from watching water spin. I know niggas who turn they 4 to 10. But we don't brag about this shit often. Took the tag off purple pants. When I cop, I don't ask the cost. Put my money on the counter and the bag is tossed. A street runner was my job before the underboss. Every day a nigga hustle like Rick Ross. Hustle. I mean the real Rick. I can tell you stories from when I took overseas way trips. Back. Then I got with Scorch and Sicori. They helped me see so shit. Cool. Besides rap to the trap, I didn't wanna be I could've got you what you need quick. Work came sweaty, couldn't hit it with the speed stick. Hustle for a mean flip. I love my niggas to the end. And there's nothing fake about it, all genuine. We can't pretend.
Feeling hate for my friends. Just wanna win, losing patience again. Gotta pray for my sins. In that jungle, black hoodie and Tim's. We making money, we ain't making amends. This for my mother and kids. I played the stove, wore the whip in the bed. Had rap dreams and niggas doing it big. This dirty life that we live. Bring jail bars, murder scenes and tears. Don't see no evil, and we had no fears. They know.
Oh, we back. It's your boy Nigma September, and this is the Nigma Sep Hour Podcast, which you just heard was Writer Music, featuring him from my man Jamal Gasol.
Yeah, man. Shout out my nigga Heem, man. BSF. Salute.
That was Heem on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Yeah, bro. Like, first of all, you touched on, it wasn't even playing. You touched on two things we was talking about. The consistency, you know what I'm saying? You had a bar about that, and then you came back around, you know what I mean? And you mentioned Rick Ross, the real Ricky Ross, who in turn Franklin's Saint character was based on. So
right.
Look at this religion.
Yeah, I'm a big snowfall fan. I'm gonna be honest, man. I also heard you say my boy Sky Zoo put you on. I'm just mad you wasn't a fan a little sooner, man. I've been on that snowfall wave from day one.
Bro, like it wasn't the show. Like, I remember when it first popped off. Like I said, I checked out like the first episode and a half. I'm horrible at keeping up with like shows. That's just it. It wasn't because I thought the show was bad or nothing like that. I'm just bad at doing that. But
Snowfall definitely, man, it's a good show, man. It was a good show.
Yeah, we I also do radio at WVFS, college radio station up at Florida State down here. And you got a show called the Underground Railroad, my man JC. And so we had to hook up. We actually got to interview Sky Zoo for the project. So yeah, that was
okay. Shout out to the bro, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. He a cool brother.
That's my boy.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was just like, oh snap. What? We finna interview? Because to me, going back to 2018, like the project he dropped back then, in celebration of us, that was like the best project for me that year. And that was a heavy year. Like, it was a lot of dope projects that came out in 2018. But that celebration of us, that was my shit. So, yeah, man. So, I said I was joking, but I want to know for real. I was getting ready for the show, and my wife was like, who's the guest? Who's the guest on the show tonight? I was like, oh, it's my man, Jamal Gasol from Niagara Falls. And I just looked at him like, it just happens to rhyme. I don't know. I don't know. So,
yeah, you know what's crazy? That wasn't intended to rhyme at all, like the whole Jamal Gasol Niagara Falls. That was not intended to rhyme. Like,
hey, just say this: if you ever put it in a rhyme, just be like, "Yo, shouts out to my man's Enigma in the ad lib." So I gotta say,
Enigma, I got you, man.
But yo, but yeah, Jamal Gasol, like, how did you come up with the name, bro?
Honestly, man, I don't know. I just was playing around one day and came up with this shit. Dead ass. Like, everybody got nicknames up here. Everybody got names that just don't apply. Like, right. my name is not Jamal. Like, you know, I'm just right. Going Jamal Gasol. And that shit, like, stuck with me. And it became catchy.
No, it works. It works. Because yeah. Okay, Gasol. You got Paul Gasol. And then you got Jamal. So, kind of indicate the whole, you know, I'm an African. Y'all see the...
Everybody think I'm tall, too. Everybody think I'm big. Like, yeah. They're like, yeah. They're like, yeah. And they see me like, damn, son.
I thought you was a center. You a running back.
Yeah, I'm a big dog. That's all. I'm a big dog, you heard?
No doubt. Now, also, too, you know what I'm saying? I peeped that, you know what I'm saying? You got merchandise that you sell online or whatnot. As far as, like, diversifying that, you know what I mean? Now you got the raps, you got the podcast, and you got the merchandise. How do you maintain, you know what I'm saying, just everything in this world that you've created?
Well, right now, man, like, truth be told, I'm like, I don't consider myself like a one-man team because I got homies. But for the most part, I'm doing, like, everything on my own, so I got to pace everything. I can't just do everything as fast as I would like to. Like, right now, with the merchandising, I'm actually in strategic mode because I had just, like, the last 2 years of straight merch, and I was doing more merch than music. So now right. I got more music than merch right now. So I'm about to get back in that process of just dropping a lot of music, but I'm building the merch back up. So, like,
word.
I got more stuff coming this year. 2020, 2023, I ain't going to leave people hanging. But I'm still just trying to balance with everything. You know what I mean? It's about balancing this. You can't just go with everything right away.
Word. And so, basically, try to wrap things up for you. I know we're getting close to that time.
My daughter, she good, though.
Shout out to girl dads. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my baby girl. Oh, yeah, I'll get you in a minute. She 3. She'll be 4 next 3. Week. Yeah, birthday, man. Next week. So
I'm gonna tell you what, like, my homies told me. I already know anyway. You know what I'm saying? You gotta appreciate that time because, man, my baby's 6. Like, I miss when she was 3.
Oh yeah, I miss, man. My oldest was 11. My first daughter.
Right.
So
right. Like I said, I'm like, my man's probably already know what the deal is. But man, yeah, I'd be like, dang. That used to fit in my hand. That's
right. Not it.
Sounds like my baby McKenzie, man. Before wrap it up, though, like I said, you got the joint Tales from the Trenches. What can people expect from this project, bro?
Well, right now, if you the project is based on the movie from 1995, man, Tales from the Hood.
Word.
If you familiar with that joint. So basically what I did was put a little blend of some movie parts in there, some similarities, like Crazy K's perspective. You know what I mean? I rapped about from Crazy K's view, you know what I mean, the life, because they just made him seem like he was such a bad guy in the movie. But, you know, every bad person has a story, like, you know, the Joker, right. every other villains always have a story. So I did one twist on that, and then I did the shit. You know what I mean? The shit is based on what they came for in the movie. You know what I'm saying? So I basically just did some cocky. Like, I'm the shit. Like, this is what y'all came for. Like, this is it. Like, you know what I mean? This is it. And then I did Walter's Monster, the story about the young boy that was drawing the pictures.
Right.
Yeah, so I did a little track relating to it, you know what I mean? So, and then just other tracks in the mix, like Misery Won't Be My Company. You know, it's some miserable people in the hood, man. You know, it's definitely some, you know, some crab in the barrel mentality type people out here in the world. So, you know, I did that just to relate to the people. And then Street Fighter with my boy Eddie Kane. Shout out to him. You know, niggas always going at it in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was just something like a massive way to display that in my music. And then what else I got on there, man? Just a lot of raw reality rap, man. A lot of raw reality rap shit you can relate to, man. I feel like this is a project that the people is feeling. I'm getting a lot of good feedback on it. I got some more visuals coming. So, you know what I mean? It ain't over. You feel me?
No doubt. So y'all just make sure, you know what I'm saying, be ready for that. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, you can go to the Bandcamp information down below. You know what I'm saying? If you're watching the YouTube live, but if you're on a pod, information be in the description. Jamal Gasol.bandcamp.com.
Yes, projects,
you know what I'm saying? Posted on that page. So that's my mom. She said, happy blessed birthday, baby girl. So thank you, mama, for tuning in. So well, we get out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? Any, like, you know what I'm saying, shouts out you want to give to people before we we'll keep it moving.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I see it happening out.
Yeah, you got any last shout outs before we get up out of here?
Shout out. You know what I mean? He produced the whole project, Tales from the Trenches, out now on all digital streaming platforms too. You can copy it on Bandcamp. I want to shout out to Niagara Falls, New York, man. Shout out to the city. Shout out to my parents, my loved ones, my girl, my kids. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the fans and supporters out there. Shout out to the Enigma Show for having me. You know what I mean?
No doubt, bro. I appreciate you. Hopefully this won't be the last. Matter of fact, not hopefully. This won't be the last time. Continue to bump your music. And also, it won't be. Especially because of the vibe you got. I'm going to shoot this over to my man, JC. See if we can get you, the song in rotation up there at Underground Railroad as well. So do it like that. So, without further ado, appreciate any and everybody that fell through. Shout out to my wife, Felicia. I love you. My girl, Shelby, I appreciate you. My mom, I love you. McKenzie, I love you. Mr. John, I appreciate you holding it down. Shout out to my dog, Kobe, for being quiet for the whole time. You know what I mean? So,
I was almost there, man. I was almost there. Then 9 o'clock came around. Everybody want to get active.
Right.
I was there with you.
So we're going to get up out y'all here, man. We'll see y'all next week. This is me, our podcast. We got time, man.
Pimp.